My name is Brian Haas. I'm the founding member of Jacob Fred Jazz Odyssey. Started the band 20 years ago, and I'm really happy to still be making music with these lovely cats. I play piano and bass Moog and synth and Fender Rhodes within the ensemble.
My name's Josh Framer. I've been with the band about 8 years now and been playing drum set and loving it.
Yeah, my name's Chris Combs. I joined Jacob Fred in 2008, and I play guitar, lap steel, and synth also, and real happy to be here.
The original way that this band started, I was just coming out of classical music, and I was surrounded by all these wonderful musicians at the University of Tulsa, and nobody could get their business enough together to book any gigs or really do anything, so I just sort of started doing the business, and we started playing together. I really just wanted to learn how to play jazz. And then it just took on a life of its own. It does not seem like 20 years has gone by. That kind of blows my mind. I just turned 40 last month, and time is such a strange thing. Combs and I have been talking about the theory of relativity, and maybe because I've spent the last 20 years in a van, maybe I actually have folded time and space. Since I've been moving faster, I've been getting closer to the speed of light, so that means that time's been actually going by quicker, right?
I think so. I think that's how it works.
But obviously, it's really humbling to have these two wonderful musicians and wonderful people care enough about the ensemble to give themselves to it, because it's not, I mean, it's different than other jobs. Being a professional musician, it's pretty hard to describe. I mean, it's all encompassing. We're a band for people who like change, who can acknowledge change, who understand that change is the constant. The music in this band, from record to record, I don't know of any other ensemble on earth that sounds that different from album to album. And I just think it's a totally natural process for us. It's not forced. But it's all about the lineup, you know? So every new person that comes in shakes it up and makes it more beautiful. Do we figure out in 20 years we've had 16 members or 18?
So I think it was 17 or 18, yeah.
So in 20 years we've had 17 or 18 different members in the band, and everybody's brought something beautiful and unique. It's crazy. This band has been very lucky. I mean, in 2002 I opened up US News and World Report. They did a music issue, and it said, here are the top 10 new young jazz bands in America, and Jacob Fred was number one. I mean, in US News and World Report. Just weird stuff like that. 98, when we went down to South by Southwest and had a great show and got a management deal out of that, and then got a booking deal out of that. I mean, it was huge when Accurate Records signed us and we made Welcome Home in 1998. That was something early on that was a big deal, because Accurate Records put out the first Modesky Martin of Wood, the first Jazz Mandolin Project, the first Morphine record. They were definitely a label with a buzz, and so the band had been around 4 years, and we got a deal with this really cool East Coast label. It helped us a lot when we became a trio in 2000 and 2001. That changed the music. Doing that live recording in New York City, that was the last thing that Knitting Factory ever put out, and they spent all their budget on that one record. And nobody had to do that. I mean, there's been just a ton of stuff like that.
North Sea.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Raymer joining the band was a huge deal. Combs joining the band was a huge deal. I mean, Reed Mathis's innovation on the bass guitar in the mid-2000s was a huge deal. Nobody's ever done that with a bass before. Man, there's just been too many to even mention. We've done Europe 7 times in the last 7 years. Every time we go to Europe, we actually make money. And it does great things for the band morale, and it blows the band up a little more every time we go over there.
You know, in some ways it feels like the trio thing was an eventuality. This was where things had been moving for 5 years. You know what I mean?
At least 5 years.
Yeah. And part of that I feel like was like, even though we've all been in this band together since 07, 08, we're finally figuring out who, like, I think who we are as an identity in some ways.
I'm gonna make Raymer talk. Raymer, can you Can you give a brief description as to how you think we got from there to here?
Well, it was always like just this fearless approach, you know, just like this raw energy, making something happen out of nothing right now, right then and there, you know, just contagious to watch.
Yeah, in some ways, it's still jazz, like in the truest sense to us, but it stylistically may not be defined that way by other people.
This is Brian. Just in response to what Combs and Raymer were saying, really great musician who's been playing his entire life, he described our music as irreverently healing.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
I thought that was really cool. We consider ourselves to be a unique instrumental trio.
I love saying, like, yeah, we're a jazz band, and then people are like, you know, are you sure? We're a post-Dewey Cox jazz ensemble.
But it is interesting how many words are thrown around to try to describe this thing. And I don't know, from our perspective, we just want to make music that doesn't suck. I only know how to do one thing. I'm a total one-trick pony. So it's either this or, you know, or the streets, you know, so and that's real, you know. I don't know how to do anything else. I can't imagine doing anything else. You know, I'm sure I'd figure it out. I'd figure out how to eat. I'd figure out some stuff, but being a professional musician, especially with this kind of an ensemble, it's like a shamanic experience. It's very different than just clocking in.